Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Dean, when I first saw on social media or someplace Dean Cain becoming an ICE agent, I thought, well, this is fake news, but it's not, is it?
It is not fake news at all. I was trying to think, there was another action star. It wasn't Jean-Claude Van Damme, but it was somebody like that who became an actual deputized sheriff.
That was Ro Khan, I believe.
Well, that might have been action star Ro Khan, who became like an actual police enforcement agent. You know, they take their roles, I think, too seriously. You know, or just, you know, want to contribute. I guess it depends on how you look at it. But the story is that, yes, Dean Cain, who played Superman on the television series, the Lois and Clark New Adventures of Superman series, has officially become a deputy sheriff and a reserve police officer, and is going to be joining ICE in the projects that they're doing right now. He says, "Our ICE agents are amazing men and women. They are black and brown and green and yellow and Japanese and whatever. I would check the people who are green just to make sure that they're okay." Uh-huh. Sounds like they may have some disease. It says they're a cross-section of Americans. They're doing their job, the job that Congress, who wrote the laws for them to support and uphold, and they are doing the job of deporting people who are here illegally. So you see a man in blue tights and a red cape arresting people, you know who that might be.
Yesterday, we mentioned that Kelly Clarkson had canceled shows, and now we know the full story. I think she just said at the time that she had to deal with her husband's illness.
And, yeah,
it was cancer.
Yeah, huh? her ex-husband. But they had four kids together. They were, you know, married a pretty long time. Brandon Blackstock is his name. He was a talent manager, and Kelly Clarkson backed out of her Las Vegas engagements because she said she had some family priorities, and then later on explained that it was because her ex-husband, her children's father, was very ill. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday they made the official announcement. It's with great sadness that we share the news that Brandon Blackstock has passed away. He bravely battled cancer for more than 3 years. He passed away peacefully and was surrounded by family. The children are 11 and 9 years old. The children are very young, and he was only 48 years old.
Hmm, terrible.
So just a horrible, horrible story.
Big Broadway news is the 10th anniversary of Hamilton. Hard to believe.
Yeah, I remember clearly when it opened and people were talking about this off-Broadway show. It started off-Broadway in New York, because nobody thought that people would go to see a hip-hop musical about the Founding Fathers, and everybody was talking about it, and everybody was going to it. And then it moved to Broadway and took off and won every award possible, Pulitzer Prizes, Tony Awards, Grammys, you name it, it won it. And then the first city that Hamilton came to outside of New York was the great city of Chicago, where it played here for, I think it was like 5 years, something like that. And the guy that did so much justice to the role of Alexander Hamilton was Miguel Cervantes, who really, you talk about an actor who became ingrained in the community. He became a part of so many different organizations and volunteer groups. His little daughter, Adelaide, when the show first opened, we had learned was suffering from a very rare form of muscular dystrophy, something from which she has now passed away. The family also went through that incredible tragedy here in Chicago of losing a child. But for the 10th anniversary, we caught up with Miguel in a Zoom chat just to remember and reflect and talk to us a little bit about why he thinks Hamilton still to this day is such a powerful force on stage.
What do you think the power of this show is that keeps it going so strong for all these years?
You know, I experienced it through all my time in Chicago. The audience, the people, the way it affects young people, the way it affects the older folks, the way that people are so moved by the historical aspect, the musical aspect, and then just the human condition and the story of these people making the country, and the way it all moves together, and the way that it looks on stage. You know, you can see through the staging how engaging it is, and I haven't seen the show in a very, very long time, and I'm going to see it tonight for the 10th anniversary. There's a big fancy party tonight at the Richard Rogers, and we're going to go see it, and I'm really excited. Because even though I've got 2,000 performances under my belt, I know how good it is, and I can't wait to get in there and get swept away by the story and the music and the lighting and everything. So that's why, you know, even for someone like me, who's got more my shots under my belt than anybody else ever, it's super exciting.
If you're a Hamilton fan and you've seen it, you know, many times like I have, or you still have never seen Hamilton, do yourself a favor. It's coming back to Chicago. It's going to be at the CIBC Theater March 4th through April 26th of next year. And if you go to BroadwayInChicago.com, you can get information on tickets and all that sort of thing.
Here's Dean's weekend entertainment list.
Yeah, we have tons going on this weekend. Let's start off in the music department where, you know, if you want to bring back some good old memories, we've got some Yacht Rockers that have put together a show that's going to be out at Tinley Park for the weekend. It's called Back to the 80s, all-star lineup that includes Toto, Christopher Cross, Men at Work, Jay and the Americans. Jay and the Americans is a different show. That's the 60s show I'm going to tell you about in a second.
Different decade.
Yeah. So Toto, Christopher Cross, Men at Work, Credit Union One, Amphitheater, Tinley Park. Jay and the Americans will be joining the Turtles, Little Anthony and the Imperials, and many more for their Back to the 60s show that'll be at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. Also on the nostalgia front, the Displanes Theater is celebrating its 100th anniversary. Ron Onesti took over the theater and just has completely revitalized the Displanes Theater as he did the Arcata in St. Charles. But tomorrow night, he will have Priscilla Presley, Mickey Dolenz, Jim Peterik, and Danny Serafin, the original drummer for the group Chicago.
Sounds like the old lineup for Cup Show.
That's right.
Sounds like the panel.
Right. Carol Channing and Henry Kissinger all will be
exactly
discussing the issues of the day. It's the 100th anniversary of the Displanes Theater, and tickets are available for that at oshows.com. 90-year-old Herb Alpert is outperforming, and he is going to be at the Harris Theater down on Randolph Street tomorrow night and Sunday night. I don't know how involved he is in the show, if he comes out and just does a song or two, or if he's, you know, like the old days, he was out in front of the band doing all of his great songs. But how great that he's going to be in the Chicago area. So that's going to be tomorrow and Sunday nights. Wilco is doing a show at the Salt Shed on Sunday night. British rockers The Struts are at the Vic for theater. We've got this final weekend of the world premiere of the Billie Jean play, story about the life of tennis icon Billie Jean King. That'll close on Sunday. And Twihard, a Twilight musical parody, is just opened at the Apollo Theater in Lincoln Park, and that'll be there until the end of the month. We've got North Halsted Market Days going on for street festivals this weekend. We've got Printer's Row Art Fest going on this weekend. We'll be out on the WGN-TV float with Bozo and the gang from Channel 9 for the 96th Annual Bud Billiken Parade. That'll step off tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on King Drive, going from 39th Street to 51st Street. That's always such a good time. At the movies this weekend, we've got the long-awaited Freakier Friday. This brings back Lindsay Lohan and Oscar winner Jamie Lee Curtis in their roles from their 2003 movie Freaky Friday, the body switch comedy. I don't think it's fair to compare it to the original or any of the Freaky Friday movies that came before that with Jodie Foster and some others. But this one, you know, just standing on its own, the story is a little thin. The whole movie is a little bit frantic. It's not quite as charming as the original, but there are certainly plenty of laughs in it and tons of nostalgia. If you grew up with the Freaky Friday movie, it's something you'll enjoy. I wound up giving it a Dean's List C+.
Steven Seagal, by the way, became the police officer in New Orleans.
He'll be on the panel with Carol Channing and Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, open-ended. Might go midnight to 4 a.m.
And Devo.
Yeah, and that's right. And Professor Bergen Evans. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Dean.
Bye.
See
ya.